We have begun our current series of Shiurim, Amam Kaddish B'loy Meridin. We got deflected by discussing the halacha of Chazaka based on the Gemara Halacha Rav Yossi. If somebody has a position and a substitute is appointed, at what point are there Chazakas? At what point aren't there Chazakas? But to return to our original subject, Amal B'Kodesh V'Meridim. The actual source for the halacha Amal B'Kodesh V'Meridim, which is, as we saw, mentioned in our Gemara here on Daf, Yud Beis Amud Beis, twice. But the concept of Amal B'Kodesh V'Meridim is actually a Gemara in Masechet Menachos, Daf Tzadik Tes Amun Aleph, where the Gemara says that there were three shloisha shulchanos shayu b'migdash. There were three shulchanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Shnayim shayu b'ulam b'fnim l'pesach habayis. Two were in the opening in the Pesach, at the opening into the ulam. Achas shel kesef v'achad shel zov. One was made out of silver and one was made out of gold. The silver table was used when they brought the lechem upon him into the Beis HaMikdash before they actually put it into the Shulchan. When they took the lechem upon him every Shabbos out of the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, and they put in the new lechem upon him, the old lechem upon him was put on this gold table that was at the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash. And the question is obvious. Why, when they take it out, do they have to put it on a gold table? Says the Gemara, Shemal B'Kodesh V'loy Meridim. Ask the Gemara, Umanolan de Meridim, from where do we indeed know that E Meridim? Amar Rebbe, says the Gemara, the Amar Kra, V'yokam Moshe es HaMishkan, V'yitain es Adonov, the Gemara quotes the pasuk of what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu erected the Mishkan. And Rashi offers three pshatim in how this pasuk teaches us a meridim. One pshat, the first pshat, is midereish v'seif the cross, as Rashi, b'losh nakamba, the filu ba'atzachas haloshin lo'hoirad shma mina emeridim. Rashi says the fact that we find that the Torah is so particular to use the same word v'yokim at the beginning of the pasuk and at the end of the pasuk, why is the Torah being so particular? Because the Torah is teaching us that you can't change, you can't downgrade, and therefore the Torah had to stick to the same word. Another pshat, Rashi says, Inami, the Lesayua Echava Kahanim, Bakamas Hamudim Vaadonim, Shmamino Emeridim, Lefikach Leniskas Boyacherim. Rashi says, having anyone else help in the erection, in the construction of the Mishkan, would be a downgrade from Moshe Rabbeinu being the one doing the work. And we don't want that to happen. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to do the entire work by himself. And as I saw the Achraim explain, even if the other people would have just been helping Moshe Rabbeinu, and we know there's a concept in Halacha of Mesayeya Ein Beimamish, so they wouldn't have been doing anything of significance anyway, it makes no difference. The Halacha is, anything would have been a downgrade if something was done by Moshe Rabbeinu alone versus being done by Moshe Rabbeinu with someone else helping him, Ein Marid. Third pshat, Rashi says, Mikar v'yokam Moshe's HaMishkan, Dan Yuriyas, Shvetchilas Pyrus Yuridas, V'leridam v'komas Hamudim v'adonim, El Ochas HaYuriyas B'yoda HaShekim Kulam. Moshe Rabbeinu kept the Yuriyas up in place and didn't move them down. You know, when you're building something, sometimes it's convenient to put something down. Moshe Rabbeinu did not do that. Once the Yuriyas were put it where they belong, that's where they remain. But continues the Gemara. Umanolan the Malin. How do we know that Kedusha should be upgraded? Amar of Achba Yaakov, the Amar Kra, Es Machtes Ha'ela B'Nafshoysam. We all recall the episode with Korach, where they brought pans full of K'tiris. V'Asoysam Rikiei Pachem Tzipa L'Mizbeach, Ki Krivim L'Fnei Hashem, V'Kadosh V'Yu L'Oysa B'Nei Yisrael, B'Tchilem Tashmisei Mizbeach. At the beginning they were just used for K'tiris that's brought to the Mizbeach, and then they were actually put onto the Mizbeach, Malim. Interestingly, I saw from the Sefer Dol Yisicheskel that why from everywhere in the Torah does the Torah choose to teach us this halacha of Malim from a terrible episode, the story of the people who did the Aveira by Korach. Why is there nowhere else to teach us this halacha? So he says, because there's a tremendous lesson to be learned here. Yes, the Aveir of Korach, as we all know, having learned Chumash, is a terrible, terrible story. But as terrible as the story is, we see that even people who did something terrible, they had a good intention. In the depths of the Aveira, there was also a good intention. And we can never ignore the good that exists even in the bad. And therefore, the halacha is, therefore, the Torah teaches us. They brought the K'tiris. The K'tiris was brought under difficult circumstances. But even though the K'tiris was brought under difficult circumstances, the halacha is that there's Kedusha there. And the Kedusha should only be upgraded from being the Machtois into being the Mizbeach itself. But as we learn this Gemara, there's an obvious question. There are a number of obvious questions. One question is this halacha that we now have, is this halacha Malam Kodesh Emeridim, a Din D'Oraisa, or is it only Midrabon? Furthermore, if we're learning, if the Gemara began the Emeridim, that you're not allowed to lower, so why does the Gemara also have to bring a prosek to teach us Malam? If you're not allowed to be married, so obviously you have to be Malam. So the obvious answer ought to be that the Gemara is teaching us that if we only had a Maridin, I would think that you can't lower the level. But to bring something to an equal level is permitted. That's why the Gemara had to say, Malam the Kodesh. We could only bring it to a higher level, but not to an equal level. Which is actually a very big shaila in the Achronim. Is that indeed the halacha? That you could only upgrade, but keeping something even on the same level would be a problem. The Paiskim discussed this. I saw no less than four opinions. One opinion is, yes, as it seems to be Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is Ma'al Mekodesh. It only can be upgraded Ve'emaridim. It cannot be downgraded. Another Pshat is that no. That's what the Gemara is trying to teach us. That Ma'al Mekodesh Ve'emaridim is, you could make an argument the other way. That Ma'al Mekodesh is, the Gemara could have just taught us that you have to upgrade. Why did the Gemara have to teach us Emaridim? The Gemara is teaching us that the only time you have a problem is when we read it, when you take it to a lower level. But as long as you don't take it to a lower level, it's fine. Pnei Yeshua has a very interesting approach. The Pnei Yeshua's approach is, it depends. Of course, he says, it's better to specifically upgrade and not down, certainly not downgrade, as we just learned in the Gemara. But maybe even not keep it on the same level. But he says, if I have something with Kedusha, and I could either postpone using it and indeed accomplish an upgrade, or not postpone using it and be able to get only equal level, he says, then the halacha is, in order to avoid postponement, because we always find in halacha concern where there's postponement, who knows what's going to happen. Under those circumstances, he says, it's rather to take it for an equal level versus to postpone it. It seems from the other achronim, the Shail Shaivitz and others, that it depends. You could have items that are on the equal level of Kedusha that are identical, or they are not identical. In other words, you could sell one Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah, but both Sefer Torah are equal Kedusha. Or you could sell something that has Kedusha to get something else that has Kedusha. It's not the same level of Kedusha. It's the same level of Kedusha, but it's not the identical item. So they want to differentiate. To switch one Kedusha for another Kedusha equal is not permitted unless it's a different type of item. But perhaps this entire discussion, going back to the Taz, that we began with in the first year of the series, where the Taz says that if something is Kaddish, but it's no longer usable for its original purpose, there we don't have the rule of Ma'am the Kaddish Vemeridim. And we quoted the question of the Achroinim that says our Gemara seems to disagree, because the Big Day Kahuna, we learned, that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, that cannot be worn again. Yet our Gemara said, according to Rebbe, there's a problem to allow the Kohanim Hedyotim to wear those Big Day Kahuna, because Ma'al B'Kodesh V'loy Meridim. So we see that even though it's not usable for its original purpose, we still say Ma'al B'Kodesh V'loy Meridim. So how will the Taz answer our Gemara? So some want to say that this is not a question on the Taz. Number one, because the Taz is only speaking about a case where it's physically not usable. The Aron Kodesh was no longer usable in that Taz that we quoted in Simen Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Katan Zayin. Here, the Big Day Kahuna are wearable. The Halacha doesn't allow the Kohen Gadol to wear those Big Day Kahuna. That's a different situation. Another teretz, and we actually mentioned this in our first year, is since the Avnet could not be worn, as Rebbe indicated, because Avnet is Shekhan Gadol Lozu, the Avnet that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur is different than the Avnet that the Kohen Hedyot wears all year round. The Avnet that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur was certainly not shatnez, it was certainly just made out of linen, whereas the Avnet that the Kohen Gadol wears on, that the Kohen Hedyot wears all year round, is shatnez. So that beged will have to be put away. So that's why here it's entirely different. You're going to have to do Geniza anyway on one of the begadim. But there's maybe an entirely different approach. And that entirely different approach will answer the opinion of the Taz and help us understand the Gemara that we just quoted in Masechta Menachos, and frankly, help us get a better understanding of this entire concept of Ma'al B'Kodesh V'Loy Meridim. The Steichemet in Mareches Hamem, Klal Kuf Tzadik Dalet, has a discussion, as we mentioned a few moments ago, is the halacha of Ma'al B'Kodesh Vei Meridin a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan? And he brings many different opinions in the Achroinim, as is his style. He brings many different opinions where some say it's a d'oraisa and some say it's a d'rabbanan. And then he says there are different, that in some situations it may be a deraisa and it may be a derabonim. He says when something has in it an inherent kedusha, something that has in it an inherent kedusha, there we say it's a deraisa. Whereas something that has in it only a kedusha, not that it's an inherent kedusha, like the examples we gave in our previous year, situations of sorora, where somebody was appointed to a position, but it's not that it's an inherent kedusha, that the Ma'al B'Kadosh for Emeridin is a Darabonim. And actually, one could suggest a Gevaldige Raya to this concept. Because the Gemara Masecht Megillah says, how do we know Ma'al B'Kadosh for Emeridin? So the Gemara says, because Betzalel, we know, was the one who built the Mishkan, who did all the work for the Mishkan. But when it came to the actual erection of the Mishkan, it was done by Moshe Rabbeinu, not by Betzalel. Why? Because Ma'al B'Kadosh. And the question is obvious. We just finished learning a Gemara in Masechet Menachos that gave us a very clear basis why Ma'al B'Kadosh for Emeridin. So why did the Gemara Masechet Megillah give us a different source? The answer is very simple. Our Gemara, if you look at the Rayas of our Gemara is talking about the Machtois that became part of the Mizbeach. Our Gemara is speaking about the Urias of the Mishkan. And if you speak about the Urias of the Mishkan, they have an inherent Kedusha. But that can't tell us the Halacha of Ma'al B'Kadosh V'Emeridin when it's only a situation of Srora. When it's only a situation of Srora, there we indeed say, there it's a different type of Ma'al B'Kadosh V'Emeridin. And therefore, we could also understand the answer to a question that we spoke about earlier in our first year, that we asked that according to the Taz, why is there a problem that the second Kohen Gadol could not go back to being a regular Kohen? Because Ma'al B'Kadosh V'Emeridin, if he's no longer able to do the Avodah, it's Eva. So the simple answer to the question is that he can do the Avodah. Eva is not enough of a reason to say that he can't do the Avodah. But now we have a whole different concept. The Taz that says this Chiddush indeed, that where the first item is no longer usable for its original use, we don't say Ma'al B'Kadosh V'Emeridin. That's only where it's a Derabbanan de Gemal B'Kadosh V'Emeridin. But like Srora, an appointment. In that type of situation, we're much more lenient in the halachas of Ma'al B'Kadosh V'Emeridin. Whereas, in a situation where it's a Deraisa Ma'al B'Kadosh V'Emeridin, which is the case of Masechta Menachos, the Urios, there the halacha will be that we say that we maybe don't follow the opinion of the Taz. And perhaps we could say two more things. One is that when we learned the Rashi earlier in our shir, the Rashi Masechta Menachos, Rashi, very interesting Rashi. Rashi gave no less than 3 pshatim in what the limit is in that pasuk of a Yakum. One is the fact that the pasuk used the same word. That was the first pshat. The second pshat that Rashi offered was the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that did the avodah throughout and never was able to bring anybody else. And the third pshat was from the Urias. Very interesting Rashi that gives us 3 pshatim in this Gemara. I think perhaps that what Rashi is trying to do is Rashi is actually trying to show us that the 3 pshatim also have very relevant halacha lemaisos. One, the first pshat, is that the Torah used the word v'yakum at the beginning of the pasuk, at the end of the pasuk, deliberately not changing the word. What is the lesson from that? The lesson there is to teach us that as long as it's the same, there's no problem. So a shaila that we discussed earlier, if you want to transfer the kedusha from one level, from one thing to another thing of equal level, I think that Rashi is saying that that would be fine because it's equal. The Torah says v'yakum v'yakum. As long as it's equal, it's fine. The second pshat that Rashi teaches us it seems that Rashi is holding in that pshat that we even say Ma'al B'Kosh Ve'im Ridim when it comes to appointment. Because we're talking about who was appointed to erect the Mishkan. But it could well be that that's why Rashi felt that he has to bring the third pshat from the Urios. Because when Rashi brought the pshat that was Moshe Rabbeinu who built the Mishkan and was only able to do it by himself and never able to bring anyone else in, so Rashi is automatically faced with the dilemma, but what about the other Raya from Bezalel and Moshe Rabbeinu? So Rashi perhaps recognizes that in the situation of Sarora, their Ma'al B'Kosh Ve'im Meridin is only the Rabbana. And this Gemara wants to speak about Ma'al B'Kosh Ve'im Meridin by the Raisa. And therefore Rashi says the Pshat is regarding the Urias. The Urias that have in them an inherent Kedusha, there we say Ma'al B'Kosh Ve'im Meridin by the Raisa, whereas in other situations, Ma'al B'Kosh Ve'im Meridin is only a Rabbana.